Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You are listening to About Progress. This is episode 314, How to Make Goals That Won't Kill You. I am really proud of myself today. I'm just going to start the episode by saying I'm very proud of myself because today is January 14th as I'm recording this, and I completed my goals for 2021. And you might be thinking, some of you, like, big whoop, like, good for you. And others of you might be thinking, January 14th, that's already pretty late into January. Shouldn't you have that done January 1st? And others of you will be saying, what goals? Like, who makes those? Hey, I want to tell you, I have been all across the map with goal making. In fact, it's a newer thing for me to be doing goals every year. I got back into goal making just 3 years ago. And at that time, I bought a really expensive planner called the Power Sheets, and they're just for goals and for the year, and you break them down in a month. It's not a day planner. And it was a big investment for me to put that out there. And I did not finish deciding on my goals until mid-March that year. Last year, I was proud of myself because I finished my goals by in the beginning of February. So to now be mid-January this year, I'm like, okay, good. I'm making progress and it feels good. Let me back up by briefly telling you why I didn't make goals for many years. It was because I actually made them like crazy for most of my life up until my early 20s. But I did it the wrong way then. I did it from a place of self-doubt, of fear, of perfectionism. I only knew how to make extreme goals and to pursue them with extreme action. You know, all or nothing. And that led to a massive burnout in many ways and all areas of my life. In fact, a big burnout and then a big breakup with goals for years because I went to the other side of perfectionism and I was too terrified to make goals again and just fall flat on my face again. I thought that I was doing better by not making goals, but really it left me feeling in the same way and left me in the same place as when I was pursuing goals with all or nothing. Both sides of these pendulum swings of perfectionism and goal making made me feel icky. So 3 years ago, I tried to get back into goal making from a different place because I had a stronger sense of identity, of a better knowledge of what it actually looks like to grow. I was pretty, you know, neck deep already in choosing progress over perfection. And after my own do something list, which we've talked about on January 1st, go back to listen to that, I had more strength inside me to be ready now for the next level. So that's when I dared to get back into goals. Today, I want to help you, regardless of where you are on the spectrum of goal making. Maybe this is something you do religiously, or maybe it's something you have not done for, if you were like me, starting 3 years ago, over 8 years, you hadn't done them. Regardless of where you fall, this episode is going to help you make goals that are going to take you to the next level in your life, but they won't kill you in the process. Welcome to About Progress. I am your host, Monica Packer, and I don't want you to just listen to this show. I want it to change you. This community of progressors empowers women to take on radical growth via sustainable changes. Are you motivated and ready to grow in your identity, purpose, and productivity? You can when you remember that life is about progress, not perfection. First, I want to let you know that the doors to my progress program are open now. And this only happens 1 to 2 times a year. In 2020, it was only one time that we opened enrollment. The Progress Program is my small group coaching program where we combine the best of mindset and action to help you transform your body, mind, and spirit in lasting ways. I wanted to share a little voice note from one of my prior students whose name is Courtney.
When I started the Progress Program, my youngest had been in school full-time for a few months, and I had been searching to find what was next for me in life and what my purpose might be. Through my work in the program, I learned that I didn't need to find my purpose, but that I could live each day with purpose. The first week, I had a breakthrough where I learned that feeling content and fulfilled can be my purpose. And that changed everything for me. I remember a few days later, I was pumping gas for my car, and I stopped and took a deep breath of the spring air and just looked around and felt content. And in that moment, I realized, yes, this is it. This is living my purpose, being content, being fulfilled. This is it. And it was just wonderful. And that it was surprising how much I changed and learned throughout the program incrementally, and also some big breakthroughs like that first one. One of the lessons that I've taken away is that I am a nuanced person and I'm still trying to figure out a lot of stuff in life, and that's okay. I can live in the mess and be okay. I started the program right before everything shut down in our state due to the pandemic. And I feel so grateful that I participated in the program because I feel that my participation in the program helped me navigate and live with more grace and purpose during these challenging times than I might have otherwise.
Like Courtney, you can experience a lot of life-changing breakthroughs with the Progress Program. It is guaranteed to change you. You can go to aboutprogress.com/progressprogram to learn more about the Progress Program and sign up by our January 31st deadline. And again, our next opening might not be until late summer, early fall, if at all. So go to aboutprogress.com/progressprogram. If you would like to get a little preview on how I teach and what my coaching style is like, go to the free class I'm teaching called How to Make Habits That Stick in just a few weeks. I have 3 sessions of the same class going on, so that means you can hopefully find one that works in your time zone, but replays will be sent out as well. And in the class, I will help you understand why you are not broken, your habit implementation is. You will learn in the class why that is and how to create habits that last. Go to aboutprogress.com/free class, and I would invite you to tell a friend about it and have them sign up and attend virtually with you as well so that you can have a built-in accountability partner. Again, that's aboutprogress.com/free class, and that is all linked for you. All right, now I'm going to talk about goals, but first thing, I want to mention the do something list. If you are aware of this community at all, then you know that we talk a lot about doing something, about starting now, starting small and building from there, but it all goes back to doing something. Not all, not nothing, something. As part of this, it's a mindset and a path, and the path looks like the do something list. If you listen to the January 1st episode, you will learn more about that. And I'm mentioning this for a few reasons. One, because we are starting to see the do something list for 2021 pour in from our community. And it's been so enjoyable for me to see this taking shape, especially because women seem to be doing a better job than any year prior in creating really distinct, amazing lists that are different from goals. Goals are great, but do something lists serve a different purpose than goals. Whereas goals are more outcome driven, which is a good thing in some ways, do something is more about the process, not the outcome. So again, I'm going to direct you to episode 311 to learn more about how to do something with this list to help you find more about who you are, to find fulfillment, and to start seeking your identity in ways that is more about the process than the outcome. Okay, with that out of the way, let's talk about goals today. Goals and do something complement each other. With goals, this is where you create a vision of where you want to be with your insides and your outsides, with your mindset and your behavior. Goals can give you the vision of where you want to be so that you can then create a path to get there with many goals along the way. Goals are more outcome-centric, yes, and you know I'm more about the process than the outcome in general, but I do find that having goals, once you have an inner strength in you, one that is based in fulfillment and identity already, when you have that solid core and an anchor, having goals is an incredible way to advance you towards the next level. We're talking all about Reach for More this month, and goals for me, especially the last few years, now that I've been getting back into them, they provide a path of clarity and a motivation. They help me better word and value what I want out of my life because I have it on literal paper. It's not just a wish, it's on paper. And that's why I think if you are in a good place with your identity and your own fulfillment and your own self-care, then I do think you are ready for the next level, goals. Now, Abraham Maslow has one of my favorite quotes, and he said, "What one can be, one must be." To me, this is where I see goals come into play. Now, a lot of times we make and go after goals in ways that are honestly destining us for failure. Today, what I'm going to do is share with you 4 reasons why your goals maybe haven't worked well in the past, both with the making of them and the following through with them, whether it's the habits that you want to work on or routines you want to implement or outcomes you want to reach, why that hasn't really worked well for you in the past, as well as 3 tips to help you create goals that will help you reach for the more that's within you, without breaking you in the process. Now, I have a great resource for you that will help you get powerful clarity about what you are going to work on goals-wise and why and then how. So if you want extra support, go to aboutprogress.com/January joiner to get that free handbook. And it will guide you step by step. I even have just a quick email chain to go with it that gives you support and direction on how to fill out the handbook so that you can have the clarity about the goals you are wanting. So the do something list is more for self-care, fulfillment, and identity. Goal list is more about outcomes that help you be the person you want to be with habits and routines and achievements. Okay, hope that makes sense for you. All right, let's talk about 4 reasons why your goals haven't worked too well in the past. The first is because you have done all the things on your list. Now, instead of having just a few specific things that pertain to what you want out of your life and what matters to you, you have a very long list of all the ways that you should be growing in your life. Now, initially, we might have a lot of positive energy about that, like when you're making a New Year's resolution list and it's like exciting and it kind of feels good to just like put out there all the ways that you're going to improve. But come January 5th, when you look at your New Year's resolution list or your whole long list of goals, you're not going to feel that same excitement and motivation anymore. What you're going to feel is overwhelm and disappointment in yourself already and discouragement over if this can even be possible. So that's the first mistake that most of us make when we are implementing goals. Either, you know, maybe not most of us, but if you struggle with this, this is, I think, the number one reason you have all the things on your list. The second reason why goals might not work well for you is because of that really long list, most of them are very general. I'm going to sleep better, improve my health, make sure I'm a better parent, that kind of list. If it's so general and it's not broken down into smaller and specific ways that's going to happen, what you have is not a list of goals, you have a list of aspirations. When they're not specific, you will not have that clear vision of what you really want, both with your outcomes and also what the process can look like as you break down those bigger goals into mini ones. So if your list is too long and it's too general, let's move on to the third reason why. You have an implementation problem, and this is because you are going after all those goals all at once. This is why January joiners, this is something we talked about in the introductory episode of this month. So go back and listen to that episode. It's 312. January joiners, people who join in all the self-improvement in January when it's that fresh new year and suddenly they're back to square one February 1st. This is why January joiners fail so much and so soon. It's because they're going after all of their long lists all at once. This leads to burnout, my friends. And burnout is a terrible feeling, and it also leads to you having this identity of someone who crashes and burns, which continues to be confirmed with more evidence year after year. Burnout isn't your fault, though, so don't blame yourself anymore. It's just because you're doing it all at once. So you're doing all the things, they're too general, you're doing it all at once. Let's talk about the fourth reason. This one is a big one. Your goals, your list of resolutions, they are far more about others than about yourself. This is where we can talk about the shoulds a little bit more. Let's say that you decided on your goals more about what you see other people doing. Maybe it's on social media or in your personal life or in your family or in your neighborhood. You see other people doing these things and improving in those ways, and you think, well, I should be too. And you have this pressure to measure up and to be good, just like them. Most of us, when we're making goals, skip a super important step of getting introspective and getting quiet and really thinking about who we are and what matters to us and our identity and how our goals and our visions of where we want to be can reflect that. So this is a big one. Your goals are more about others than yourself. Oh, and actually, I do have a fifth one. So let's talk about the fifth reason. This is the final one. You skip right to the how. This is the last Achilles heel to your list of goals. Instead of getting very clear about all of the above, what you want and why you want it, you go right to the methods. So this is where you say, you know, if you had on your list, I'm going to sleep better. A, that's too general. Okay. But the other reason this doesn't work is because you go right to the how. Well, that means I'm going to be asleep by 10 and wake up by 5 and I'm starting tonight, even though I usually go to bed at midnight and wake up at 8. Okay. If you skip right to the how, you are not going to find yourself going after these goals and reaching where you want to be. Let me review those for you really quick. The reasons why your goals might crash and burn or kill you in the process, and I hope you're getting my tongue in cheek there. I just mean you get burned out, okay? The reason why your goals crash and burn: 1, you're doing all the things; 2, they're very general; 3, you're doing it all at once; 4, it's more about others and yourself. And 5, you skipped right to the how. I want to again remind you to print off the January Joiner Handbook to have the guidance you need to go through all of this yourself. Because in the January Joiner Handbook, I help you go into that introspective way. I help you really think about who you are, what matters to you, so that you can have a very refined list of what you want and why you want it. So then you can move on to a clearer vision of the how. So go through the January Joiner Handbook by going to aboutprogress.com/January Joiner. And what I'm going to do now is walk you through that in a nutshell way. So number one, here is how you can combat what was going on before about why you were crashing and burning with goals. Here is how you can make goals that help you actually succeed and help you shorten the gap between where you are and where you'd like to be. The first tip I have for you is to get clear. Get very clear about what you want. You, who are you? What matters to you? And what goals can help you line up with who you want to be. So the first thing is to get clear. What do you want, friend, and why do you want it? The second tip I have for you is to get very specific about the goals. So instead of being very general about, I want to sleep better, I want to make sure I'm a better friend, I want to improve my parenting, those are all great aspirations. And that is something that you can be clear about, like you want those things, but even within those, you got to get even more specific. I want you to narrow in with your goals on where to actually start. In fact, I would recommend on the one thing that will help you get that bigger aspiration that you want. I'm going to give an example in just a few minutes and line it all up with these suggestions. But what I want you to know right now is this very important truth that I have. Everything is buildable. We're afraid to narrow things down to smaller goals or places to start because we think we're supposed to just do everything all at once. But the truth is, you need to start small and then you build. Everything is buildable. Where you're starting is not the end product. More will come. More will come. You have to believe in the process. You start small and then you build, okay? So the first tip was to get clear. What do you want and why do you want it? The second tip was to get very specific and narrow down what you want to a starting place. And the third tip I have for you is to get tiny. So as you get more specific about narrowing down to the one thing that will help you get the bigger vision of what you want, then you want to start even tinier than you want to. This is the how. Remember how earlier I said that a big reason why we crash and burn with our goals is because we jump right to the how and we go right to the extreme hows? The real solution here is to start super, super small. Believe it or not, the science is clear. James Clear says that first you install a habit and then you optimize it. When you get specific about a habit, that was the tip number 2, even within the area, then you get even more specific about what habit will help you get that specific goal. So now what I'm going to do is walk you through these 3 tips so that you can understand the difference between the two, all 3 of them. Okay, so let's review them really quick. First tip is to get clear. Second tip is to get specific. Third tip is to get tiny. Let's talk about sleep. Now, a few years ago, I hired my first ever business coach, and it was a huge leap of faith for me. I had never invested in myself in any way beyond therapy, and I was terrified. Well, with this amazing business coach, he challenged me to have a clear vision of what I wanted out of my life. So I did that. I got really still and clear about what I wanted my business and my community here to look like. And I wrote it all down, and it was really clear, and it was really connected to who I was and what I wanted and why I wanted it. And I knew all the things that I wanted to do. But in the process of getting really clear about what I wanted and why I wanted it, I was able to then get to the next tip, get very specific on where I needed to start. Now, he asked me one question. He said, look at your list of what you want out of your life and out of your business and who you want to be. What is the one thing you can do to make that, those things all possible? For me, the one thing was sleep. I needed to get better sleep. So I was clear about my vision of what I wanted, and then I had to get specific about what was the place for me to start with. A goal to start with was getting in better sleep habits. Now to move on to the next step, to start that, I had to get tiny. Instead of going right to the extreme house of saying, okay, so I need to work on my sleep habits. That means I'm officially now going to bed at 10 and waking up at 5. And I was not doing that. I wasn't even close to being able to do that sleep routine because I am naturally a night owl and I would be up until 2 or 3 and then needing to get up early for my kids. And it wasn't working for me to suddenly say, I'm going to hop right to an early bedtime and an early arising time. So instead of setting an impossible standard for myself and then failing at it and then being mad at myself and repeating this cycle over and over and over again, instead I had to get very specific and very tiny about where I was going to start. For me, that meant plugging my phone in outside of my bedroom. That was the habit I was going to work on first. The very first habit I was going to work on was plugging my phone in outside my bedroom. I got an alarm clock. I put it next to my bed. Now I have my Apple Watch that I use as my alarm. And I have continued that habit for over 3 years. And it wasn't the end. So remember when I said everything is buildable? I started with a very small habit of plugging my phone in outside of my room. And it built on from there. I built and now it's a bigger nighttime routine. And most of the time I'm asleep between 10:30 and 11, which is huge progress for me. And I would actually like that to slowly build on that again to get to the point where I'm going to bed earlier and waking up even earlier. That's my biggest goal for this year, is to optimize the habits I've been installing for years. Friends, you need to start small. This is the process. Do not be afraid of doing this. Now, when you have bigger goals and you're clear about where you want to be and you get specific about what the goals look like, when you get tiny, that's where you start with a habit that will support the specific goal and help you get that clear vision of where you want to be. Do you see how these are all connected? I'm going to remind you of the tips I have for you. Get clear about what you want and why you want it, like who you want to be. Then get specific about what goal, specific goals will help you achieve that. And then 3, get tiny. Start very small with a very specific habit that will help you get started on that goal. Habits are buildable. Remember to reference the January Joiner Handbook to help you get more clarity on this. It will help you walk through the what, the why, and the how in very specific ways so that you can have your first habit that you're going to work on installing by the end of going through the handbook. It's a pretty meaty thing. It took me quite a lot of time to create it because I know what this needs to look like for you. I know it. Not only have I lived it, but I've been well trained in it in my 2 certifications for coaching. So I want you to go to aboutprogress.com/January Joiner to do the handbook and get the clarity you need to make goals happen, to make them clear and specific, and to start tiny so that way you can be who you want to be this year. I want to give you just a quick pep talk here, okay? You can grow. You can grow. You can change. You don't need to have all the goals like you see other people doing. You don't need to have them be crazy achievements that people will applaud all over Pinterest. I want you to just start with even one area of your life right now. If you are like me and you tend to go to the all or the nothing, and maybe you have goals that are too extreme, narrow it down to one area. Or maybe you're also like me and you're on the nothing side because all is too overwhelming or you got burnt out at one point. Again, just start with one area of your life that you know if you were to work on this area, it would bless all the areas of your life that you eventually want to improve on with time. If we went back to that moment with my business coach, for me, it was my sleep habits. Maybe it's as simple as that for you. If you got better sleep or you were better about using your phone, then maybe you'd be in a place that you had more strength to make all the other things happen in time. I can help you with those habits in particular. Don't forget to sign up for my free class on habits called How to Make Habits That Stick at aboutprogress.com/free-class. We really want you there. It's such a fun class to teach. Last time we had hundreds of people show up and I got so many emails afterward telling me how revolutionary it was for them to really understand that they weren't broken, that they weren't lazy, that it wasn't that they had the wrong amount of discipline or not enough motivation to go forward with making habits at last. I break that down for them, and then I help them create a really strong place to start. And I got a message the other day from one of my old Progress Program students who also joined the habit class on this past fall. And she said she didn't want to believe that this process would work. And now months later, she can tell me, Monica, it is working. I started small and I've been building and building and building, and I am changing, and I didn't want to believe it, but it's true. Believe in the process, friends, and I can help you figure that out more, better how. Go to aboutprogress.com/free class to sign up. We'd love to have you there. Make sure you check out the Progress Program. If you know you're ready for the next level, you know you're ready for the more that's within you, go to aboutprogress.com/progress program. I'm so happy that I got to talk to you today about goal making. I really do think it serves an important purpose in our life. I don't think it needs to be the chain that we wrap around ourselves and we drag around. It shouldn't be about guilt. It shouldn't be about proving ourselves to other people. It shouldn't be about fear or self-doubt. It needs to be about a vision and who we are and reaching for that in ways that are doable and beautiful. This is what I want for you. You can do it. This is where I will leave you today. Keep growing, my friends, and remember that life is about progress, not perfection.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.